Rewi Spreggan is the hangi master. He's from Ngati Hine, Te Kaurau Amaki. He's also a chef and an artist, a musician, a broadcaster, a carver, hangi master, proud father, and exceptional sidestepper. He's with us today. Rewi, te lākoe, man. It's good to catch up with you again.
Oh, morena, mate. Bit of a hard case intro, though.
Oh, well, well, proud dad and awesome sidestepper, eh? You know, I says, how are you getting fit? Rewi says, oh, I've been dodging my responsibilities. But anyway, it's great to catch up with you again, bro. I just really wanted an update. Look, last time we spoke, which was some time ago, my apologies, and I've been up to that pit on Mangere Mountain that you've created. It's like a community hangi pit. It's been up and working, not so much in the rain, obviously, but just you've always got some interesting things on the boil. What are you working towards at the mo, Ehoa?
Well, yeah, it's sort of like a mixed bag of chocolates. You don't know what you're going to get, brother. But I think, well, at the moment, we're really putting a lot of time into moving part of the business down to Wanaka and Queenstown. So we're looking at having hangi in the snow up there at Cadrona. How's that? That's sort of focused on that at the moment. But in the same light, we're also developing a new hangi dumpling. So that's a hangi pork dumpling. I've already got the steam bun out there in supermarkets, so we're looking at doing this new hangi steam dumpling. So that's been exciting. And also throwing a sausage roll in the mix as well. So who knows, mate? Might be all up and running very shortly.
The hangi pork buns, give us an update there. We had a story about it some months ago, and how are they selling?
Yeah, well, we're tracking around about probably 15,000 a week at the moment, and that's just in the North Island. There's another client that's come on board. He's looking at distributing another 10,000, so potentially 25,000 a week. Buns, so that's it's in well over 100 stores at the moment around the Motu, even in Murupara, mate. Pretty cool that the buns have done really well, I think the dumplings will probably do even better around the Motu, and then of course with our operations down in the south. The deep south will be definitely pushing those products down there as well. So get that hangi out there, Dale.
We get the flavours of our land out to the people who can eat them in little bite-sized chunks. So let's talk for a moment, can we please, Rewi, about the dumplings. What are some of the challenges of putting a hangi into a dumpling, and does it differ markedly from putting hangi flavours into pork buns? What are some of the logistical challenges that you face in the dumpling space?
Yeah, well, the steam buns itself probably took about 7 months to get it right, to get the flavours and the consistency of the texture right. See, the steam buns, the meat that goes into a steam bun is usually is cooked, so perfect for hangi, for instance. So we're cooking the hangi, cabbage and pork, and then we're making it a finer grain in a big, basically in a big vac pot, and then that's churning it up, making it a bit finer so it goes through the filling pipes into the dough. Now, with the dumplings, majority of kai that goes into a dumpling is actually raw meat. So it'll be raw pork and what have you. So we're just trying to get the consistency of that finer, getting the cooked meat fine so that it does work. And we're just about there, probably 95% there. It's tasting amazing. As soon as you bite into it, you know you're eating hangi. And that's the beauty of the steam buns at the moment, is everyone that's purchased those buns, are actually, there's definitely legit smoke and hangi in there. And, you know, Māori's are the biggest critics out there. So if you do a bad steam bun or a bad dumping, you're going to know about it. And so we've been actually really fortunate to have positive feedback and everyone enjoying them. And, you know, you don't have to put down a hangi in your backyard anymore. You can just go to the freezer and pack and save and pick one up. So that's been exciting and really what we are striving to do in the next 3 years is actually put hangi into those stores so that you've got a vac-packed, authentic, in-ground fresh hangi where you can just go to the fridge and supermarket, grab your hangi, throw it in the microwave or in the oven, and then you're eating authentic in-ground hangi. So that's really the goal. Darryl is trying to make that work, but little steps at a time. I always say one hangi at a time, and we'll go from there.
Tēnā koe. Can you just flesh out then? So you're moving part of the operation to Wanaka into Queenstown. This is the moneyed up area of our land. Not as many Māori down there as we would like to see, although there are plenty there, don't get me wrong. Hangi in the snow. Tell me more about your focus, what you're trying to achieve down in that part of Aotearoa.
Well, you've got to go where the crowds are, and like I say, people come to Aotearoa, they want to taste, or you go anywhere around the world, you want to taste the food from there. There's nowhere in Queenstown where they're serving Kai Māori. And it's the biggest, I suppose, the biggest numbers of tourism coming through. So, you know, want to change that and actually put our clay on the map. And the producers that we use are Māori. So they're all, so we're looking at using all our Māori product, being Māori owned. We're also working in the Waitahu, the Haukainga there, to actually, you know, work in and help them skill some of their rangatahi up too. We're working with them at Dark Skies, which is in Lake Tekapo, or Takapo, and they have this beautiful kaupapa there, night skies, where you see, it's one of the darkest parts in the world where you see all of the astronomy and the stars. And so we're looking at helping them out there and putting the hangi pin in there so that straight away you've got that kai Māori available, and the stories around hangi as well to match the stories of our astronomy as well. So that's exciting. But hanging in the snow, you know, that's going to be a real cool experience. You know, like there's 5,000 people that go on that mountain a day skiing. To see a hangi get pulled out of the ground is going to be pretty cool. So, you know, that's exciting. They'll, where we've come from, you know, humble beginnings, and to, you know, train up more young hangi masters is where we want to be. And I mean, we've got Edelheim, good boys now that can trust that they'll go there and cook a hangi and pull it up every time, and it's beautifully cooked. So that's a beauty, and it is a career actually. You know, who would have thought doing hangis would be a career, or you could actually live or make a living from it. Why not? Why not be a Māori hangi chef? And so that's where I'm focusing on. I'm also, I just built a hangi pit down in Ara, which is the, it's part of Pūkenga, those polytechs around the motu, and this was in Christchurch. So I built this a couple of weeks ago for the culinary school. So want to help with new chefs coming through that they actually understand the process of hangi, which has never been done before in curriculum. So there's other ways too, Darryl. So just grateful to be out there helping people, and there's plenty of room for Hangi.
Well, Tenakwe, you've led a colourful life. Who would have thought that it would be Hangi, that you'd be like an international superstar? But there you go. That's how life can pan out sometimes, Louis Spraggan. Good to catch up with you. I'm looking forward to your dumplings, Hangi dumplings, with a bit of chili, garlic and soy. It's just going to be going off, I think.
I think it will. We've put into Air New Zealand, so hopefully they come back to us. They wanted authentic Kiwi food, so you couldn't get more authentic than Hangi. So hopefully they have a look or give us a go at Air New Zealand. That'll be awesome, crossing the ditch, eating a Hangi pie and having a beer on the plane, don't you think?
You'd think you'd be in heaven rather than on an aeroplane, but there you go. Good talking with you again, brother. Keep up the good work.
Awesome,
you're
brother.
A wonderful ambassador for our ways. Thanks, Louis.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. Louis Spraggan with us, the Hangi master. And